email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Timmy Mallett, British children's television presenter and artist, has been travelling up and down the highways and byways of Ireland on a bike in brightly coloured attire. He's been documenting his journey through artwork and videos on social media, making Ireland look as lovely and hospitable as ever. And he got the weather for it as well. We spoke to him back in March when he set off, March 2024, on his adventure in Northern Ireland. And Timmy's on the line now as he begins to wrap up what I'm sure has been a trip of a lifetime. Hello, Timmy.
Hey, Ray. Good afternoon. What a pleasure.
Good to talk to you. You've covered a lot of ground. Let's get that out of the way first then. How many miles have you done?
It's close to 5,000 K, I think. I haven't exactly added them all up, but last year I did a circumnavigation of Northern Ireland and then Donegal. And this year I've come back at the request of County Sligo and the Far West to have a go at the Wild Atlantic Way. Back in March, I set off from Edinburgh across Scotland and then from Belfast over Northern Ireland and picked up in Donegal down the Wild Atlantic Way. And I put 2 months aside to see how far down the Wild Atlantic Way I could get, Ray. And, you know, we've had the best spring of our lives. It's been utterly, utterly gorgeous. And when I got to Kinsale, you'll love this, Mrs. Mallett says, well, I'm having the bathroom done and it's not quite ready, so you might as well just keep going and see if you can complete a circumnavigation of Ireland. So there's an awful lot of coast for a small country and, it's kept me busy since.
Now, will you remind us why you set off in the first place?
Well, this is all about... if you like, reaching our potential. I'm a big believer in aiming to reach our potential, and I'm inspired by my brother Martin with his language and learning difficulties. Down syndrome brought him a lot of love, and he displayed that by saying, look, living in the moment. So he would say, you and me, I'm happy. And it's a lovely sensation. It's about, even with language and learning difficulties, enjoying each and every day. And it's my inspiration to be in the moment, like my brother Martin. And so the way I do that is by carrying my sketchbook on the bike and making little sketches and watercolors as I go around the coast, or videos. And today I've been making some videos. I haven't done much in the way of sketching because it's a wee bit damp.
Yes.
Here in County Louth. It's just a little soggy.
And whereabouts exactly in Louth are you?
Monasterbice.
Say that again.
What do you call it? What do you call it? Monasterbice.
Monasterbice.
You're making that up, right?
I prefer your pronunciation, Monasterboice. There's something more appealing about it. Monasterboice can't be loud, yeah.
Okay, Monasterboice, where I am right now. I'm heading up to Dundalk. I will dry out this evening.
You've nearly done the full circle.
Yeah, there's about 200K to go, about that. And I will head home to see the family recognise me on Monday night on the overnight ferry from Belfast to Liverpool.
Right.
But it's been a glorious stay in Ireland.
So you've met the Taoiseach.
Yes, I have. And I've had lovely conversations with him about he wanted to see the bike, and we talked about one of the things I've been really impressed with was it's been a bit of a pilgrimage. This I went to Blacksod Lighthouse in County Mayo, and I met Fergus Sweeney, the grandson of Maureen Sweeney, who sent in the weather forecast for D-Day. Now, at that time in spring of 1944, my mum was working at Supreme Headquarters, with Group Captain James Stagg on the weather forecasting for D-Day. She'd be pinning up the maps every day for Eisenhower, and he'd be speaking to her, and it was her job to check on these weather forecasts coming in. And so Maureen Sweeney talked about getting a phone call from a squeaky-voiced English lady, which sounds like my mum.
And will
it
you,
was
Timmy,
a
will you
profound
remind,
moment.
Yes, will you remind people the importance of that conversation?
Well, the weather had been absolutely atrocious through the spring of 1944. And was it going to be good enough to be able to launch D-Day? And it was Maureen who spotted the all-important tiny ridge of high pressure building over the Azores, which may give them 12 hours of slightly better weather to be able to launch the invasion across on Normandy. And so these two women, Maureen Sweeney and my mum, small cogs in the great big world events. And this coming together with Maureen's grandson and my mum, you know, that feeling was profound, actually. It was a very moving moment.
It was. And prior to that meeting with Fergus in Blacksod, they didn't know the identity of the squeaky British ladies, did they not?
No, is the squeaky voiced English lady?
Right.
And was working there at Supreme Headquarters and heard Eisenhower
right.
make his decision, having gone round the room with the generals, you know, do we go ahead with the attack or not? None of the generals wanting to commit. And finally, Eisenhower says, gentlemen, we'll go. And my mum goes, I've just heard history.
And as a result of that, your mum, Nancy, will now feature in that installation in the Blacksod Lighthouse. Fergus promised
that's
you that,
right.
didn't he? Yeah.
That's right.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I love that little connection that we have made. There's been a lot of these connections around the coast. Almost every day there is another one. When I was down in the Dingle Peninsula, I met Jimmy Flanagan, who runs the boat trips out of Dingle for would be interacting with Fungi the dolphin. And back in 1990, I swam with Fungi the dolphin.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, Jimmy was the bloke on the boat in 1990. And so we came together to talk about our connection through fungi.
Yes.
Isn't that lovely? That little moment.
Yeah. And poor Fungi isn't the there anymore. Poor Fungi is, they don't know, just missing. That's all we'll say. He's just missing. And you also went to the Happy Out Cafe in Dunleary, which obviously was a very special meeting, a very special place to be.
Oh, I think that's lovely. The Happy Out in Dunleary gives work opportunities for the Down Syndrome community. And they do wonderful work there. And it gives people the dignity of employment. And the thing with this is that it's a thing today. We notice it, but in years to come, we will just take that for granted.
Yes, yes.
But that is the way that we enable people.
Yeah. You're breaking up there, Timmy Mallett from Monaster Boyce. Unfortunately, it must be the weather conditions or something, but it's a very bad line. So what we do is we'll wish you well, and we may talk to you when you're back over at home and we have a better line, and you might give us a full roundup of all your travels around Ireland. But for the moment, Timmy Mallett, thank you very much. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.